just maybe when you broke my heart that I had a common day. I'm sure you that I win. Your lies are mine. All those times I said that I love you. Your lies are mine. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Your lies are mine. Even though you know I die for you. Your lies are mine. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Return of the man. Return of the man.
Eleven ten here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know what Mark Morrison means. That means it's Friday. We are in the final hour of the Friday show. 11:30, Governor Andrew Cuomo will be giving his daily briefing, and you will hear that here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you to Joe Duff for giving us a call at the end of the last hour on tips to pick up. By the way, I do think next week with the draft, some Duff's wings, two big cups of blue cheese. That's what it takes me. Tony and I were talking about this yesterday. I go through a lot of blue cheese when I have wings, and it's not normal. I go through probably three chicken wing dunks a wing. So that's like when I go out with Brian for drinks and wings, let me tell you, I'm glad Brian does not eat blue cheese because I go through both cups pretty quickly. Pretty quickly. I am to the right politically, but I am a very liberal blue cheese dunker, let me tell you. And there is nothing like Duff's blue cheese. I'm making myself hungry talk about it. By the way, also, Joe Duff is also known as the Diet Chef, and he has some great low-carb meal solutions on his Instagram page, also on Twitter and on YouTube. Just search The Diet Chef. A lot of good stuff, believe me. I've tried a lot of stuff that he has featured on the YouTube page, on the Instagram page. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. So maybe next time you're at the grocery store, bring up the Instagram page, take a look. Maybe attempt one of these recipes. Good stuff, and hey, no reason not to stay healthy while we are in this quarantine. 803-0930, star 930. We are talking about the phases that the White House rolled out yesterday. Some could be seen as early as next week. Maybe in Middle America. Yes, Montana, the Dakotas. You might see them start moving into phase one, where employers can slowly get their workers back to work, you know, 20%, then 30% of the workforce. Gyms will be open with social distancing. Restaurants with limited capacity. Bars and schools, though, would remain closed through the first phase. When do you think New York State will get to that phase is the other question. And a lot of people have mentioned, since New York State is different than a lot of states, because the hotspot is New York City. It's not New York State. So do we do a county by county approach in New York State? You know, downstate is the hotspot. Erie County hasn't hit their peak yet. So do you do like a Steuben County and then an Allegheny County and do it that way in this state because it is a different situation than most other states in the United States? Let's go to Boston. Talk to Gary. Gary, good morning.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? Good morning. Yeah, I think the sooner the better we can get ourselves out of this with the meter approach. You know, New York isn't the same as Buffalo. So I'm wondering if anyone's considered using the herd immunity. If I can recommend a couple doctors on Journeyman, the YouTube website, could I do that?
Well, first, what is herd immunity?
That's when people, you'd say you left it alone. You didn't do any kind of distancing or anything, you know, which could be devastating if it gets out of hand. But this one fella, Dr. Professor Witkowski on the Journeyman, and also Daniel Katz. He's on Journeyman. He's a doctor. And they sort of recommend that if you use herd immunity, just leave everything alone, especially for this virus. It's not affecting the little ones. The one Witkowski said you should have left the kids in school. They, you know, pass it amongst each other and then become immune through herd immunity. And then they'd be able to go see grandma or grandpa because they wouldn't be able to pass the virus on to them, you know.
Is that proven or is this just an opinion?
Oh, no, that's the way viruses act, according to, you know, most people that know. But naturally, you're going to, you know, the people will pass away. But it'll be done faster, and, you know, you won't, it's going to be a devastating effect on the economy. And, in fact, the one, Dr. Daniel Katz, he even suggested that if you invest, ingest a small amount of the virus, your results, you won't get as sick. Naturally, if somebody sneezes in your face that has it, well, you know, it's very risky. But, you know, I'm not a doctor or a professor, naturally, so maybe, you know, I think it's another way we could do it. But it may be too late already to do that because we practice social distancing. And but even if they would ingest a small amount, you could still use masks and, you know, protect yourself from. You can still use social distancing.
All right, Gary in Boston, thank you for the call. That is one person's perspective. I have to say, and I know Gary was just repeating the doctor he mentioned, I don't like that argument that, oh, well, people are going to die, but we have to get the economy started back up. Because think of if it was your family member, okay? Think of the people in your life who are of the high risk, but they're not close to passing away anytime soon. Would you want to just say, oh, well, we have to restart the economy. Sorry that you're at high risk. You know, it's like something we've never seen before. You know, I've been saying this since day one. If I had four people in this studio, okay, because everyone wants to compare it to the flu. And while people are going to die, we have to get the economy back. And I don't like that argument. It pains me to even say it as an example. But if there were four people in this studio, right, if it was Randy, myself, Pasquale and Susan Rose were all in the studio and someone had the flu. Only one other person would get that flu. Now, if all four of us were still in the studio and one of us had COVID-19, it's very possible all four of us would have COVID-19. That's just how easily it spreads. So we want to stop the spreading. That's the whole point. But I don't like that argument that, well, we have to get back to work and those in the high risk will just have to deal. I mean, think about that in a personal situation. Or think of that if you're a high-risk person right now. Do you like hearing that kind of talk? I wouldn't. You know, I have nothing wrong with, when we get to phase one, keeping high-risk people at home, keeping high-risk people quarantined while we slowly get back to work. I'm fine with that. Those who are healthy enough to get back to work that could defeat this virus if they had to, I'm fine with that as part of the restart. But to just throw your hands up and say, well, people are going to die. I can't go along with that. I'm sorry. I can't go along with that. And you have a lot of kids that either live with their grandparents or stay with their grandparents after school. They go to school. They get the coronavirus. They're asymptomatic. And now they pass it to grandma and grandpa. Do you really want that? Again, I know how easy it is to say, well, the high-risk people, but think of someone high-risk in your life. They're not going anytime soon. You know, in this argument that, oh, well, they're counting coronavirus deaths when they're dying of something else. You know, my mom has a friend who has cancer, isn't going to defeat the cancer, but thanks to Roswell Park, can live with the cancer for a few decades, right? Can live a normal life for a few decades. But if she were to get coronavirus, it could kill her. Now, so according to your argument, it would have been the cancer that killed her, not the coronavirus? Because without coronavirus, she could have lived with that cancer for a long time. So I really don't like that argument when people say, well, they're counting people that died of something else under coronavirus. I just don't see the facts to back that up. And I will always go back to the example, think of the loved ones in your life. You just want to throw your hands up and say, eh, we got to get the economy started. I think there's other ways to do it than just giving up, than just saying, well, people are going to die. That's not really the American way. That doesn't really sound like America to me. We have to protect those at high risk. We have to protect the senior citizens. But I don't think we should just give up. I really don't. And I know a lot of people disagree with me because I peeked at the text board. I realize that. But, you know, you see those numbers every day out of New York City. 500 passed away in 24 hours. 600 passed away in 24 hours. Even the 100-plus number total here in Erie County. I mean, for every person, you're talking about a family. A family that wasn't ready to lose that person. It's not easy for most people. And I'm sure those who are grieving right now, or those who know somebody who's not doing too well, who might be in the ICU because of coronavirus, doesn't want to hear your argument. Well, people are going to die. We got to do what we got to do. I think that's a really bad argument. But hey, maybe you disagree with me. 803-0930. Let's go down to where I'll be in about 40 minutes to Orchard Park and talk to Bob. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Bob, I'm doing well. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, I've been listening to you guys for a while, you and Sandy and Tony and all that, and acting how like everything's still normal. It's normal for you guys because, first of all, you're all getting paid. You're still working. You're getting your money. But I run a gym, and one of the ones you go to, and when I first shut down, I had three or four people come up to me who are servers who were making $150, $200 a week in our day, a night in commit in tips. They're not getting that, and they don't qualify for unemployment. They have no money.
Oh, Bob? No, go on. I'm sorry.
My suggestion to you guys is take half, you and Paul and Cars, don't take half your salary, all these restaurants, donate it to all these restaurants, and say, look, give it to your employees. They're not making money. I have no problem doing that. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, everyone's saying, oh, it's just, you know, you're normal, except you're getting paid. Sandy's normal. Tony's normal.
Well, he's
normal.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Everyone is affected. Now, yes, we come to work. We are getting our paycheck. But as you know, I have a side job. I'm not doing that right now. So that's income out of my pocket. My girlfriend has a second job. She's not working that right now. That's money out of her pocket. I don't know. We don't know when, you know, places are closed. Businesses are closed. Advertising's not really at the highest right now. I don't know if I'll have a job tomorrow. So yeah, right now I'm coming to work like it's normal. But Monday I could be without a job. Monday, who knows? Who knows? So we're all somewhat affected by this, be it an extra income or just being on edge to where our job's going to be in a week, where our job's going to be in 2 weeks. That's the reality of this.
Well, you know, I was listening the other day and Sandy was talking about World War II. World War II was 5 years, but everybody was working and they weren't secluded in their house. Now, I know people suffered, but I'm just saying that when you talk on the radio, and it's just my opinion, hey, I'm not getting paid. I need the money, but it's just that it's not the normal way. I understand what you're saying. I'm in that high-risk area right now. And, you know, I'm secluded. I go out with a mask. I just said it when people are talking to you guys and say, hey, look, you know, we'll donate. And, you know, I don't know, you had second jobs, whatever. But that's just my opinion.
No, and Bob, that's what this is a forum for. And I hear your frustration. Believe me, Bob, the jeans I tried on this morning, hope that the gym opens tomorrow. Okay? I'm right there with you. I'd love the gym to be open tomorrow. A, I'm putting on a lot of weight. And B, it's messing up my afternoon routine. So I'm right there with you. I hope me saying July 1st is wrong. I hope I've never been more wrong in my life. And, you know, for the restaurant workers, I know how tough that is because unemployment's not matching what they were making in tips every night. Believe me, I delivered pizzas for 14 years. I know exactly what that's like. So I try my best. If it's any consolation to what you said, I try my best to shop local. I try my best to go to a local restaurant once a week. But yes, I hope that I'm wrong and May 15th rolls around and we can get those people back to work. The gyms can reopen. Restaurants can reopen. Believe me, I've never wished for anything more.
Well, I appreciate taking my call. And the only bad thing, I saw a couple guys I work with in health clubs, probably 25% of the fitness people will be out of work because everybody bought home gyms. They're all working out at home now. And they actually, you can't even get weights at any gym.
No, you can't.
Any store, because they're sold out. Now, the bad, good thing, as I was part owner of a health club, and when they closed, I took a spin bike home and a couple like that, and I never used it. Well, it's in my playroom now, and I'm using it every day.
Well, let me tell you, Bob, I've been doing a few at-home workouts, but nothing matches, A, what I can get at the gym, and B, I have not felt the momentum that I feel when I walk into the gym since it's closed. So I will definitely be back the first hour it is open after this is all done.
Well, thanks for taking my call, and everyone be safe. Thank you, sir.
Or Bob, thank you so much. That's Bob in Orchard Park. Hey, when we come back, we might be taking your calls, or we might be hearing from Governor Andrew Cuomo. All that after this, if we are talking, if it is Andrew Cuomo, and my show's done for the week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be safe this weekend. Be smart. Put a mask on when you go to the grocery store. Let those around you feel comfortable, okay? Stay home. Wash your hands. Have a nice Zoom happy hour with friends and family over the weekend. Do their best to stay entertained. If you're on Xbox and have NBA 2K20 or Madden 20 or any other game, let me know. I'm down for a matchup this weekend. All right. If I'm not back after the news, I'll see you Sunday, 10 o'clock on Hardline. Have a great weekend, Buffalo.